People around the world are marking officially Holocaust Memorial Day for the first time. Last year, the United Nations passed a resolution to make January 27th an annual day of remembrance for the 6 million Jews killed during World War II. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has called on the world to remember those who died.
There can be no reversing the unique tragedy of the Holocaust. It must be remembered with shame and horror as long as human memory continues.
Last year, during his visit to the Cologne Synagogue during World Youth Day, Pope Benedict said that the Church condemns as foreign to the mind of Christ any kind of discrimination whatsoever between people, and that the Church is conscious of her duty to transmit this teaching to younger generations, which did not witness the terrible events that took place before and during the Second World War. The Pope said that this is a particularly important task since we are witnessing the rise of new signs of anti-Semitism and various forms of general hostility towards foreigners. At the United Nations, Kofi Annan called on all people to do more to prevent similar atrocities.
Let us pledge ourselves to even greater efforts to prevent genocide and crimes against humanity.
The main events marking Holocaust Memorial Day are taking place in Poland at the site of the Nazi death camp at Auschwitz, which was liberated on January 27, 1945, the day in which the people of the world now stop to remember the evil man can do to man. I'm Charles Collins.